we're going to play a true freshman that's going to play a lot of minutes. We know that. We knew that when we recruited him. I mean, that's what we told him when we recruited him. And I think that's a good sign. That's a good sign. But I wouldn't put a name to it yet. And we've had five practices, and Jermaine hasn't been out there, so we'll see from there.
I think you're more confident knowing that in the past you guys have come up with, you know, young freshman front court guys or freshman sophomores like DeJuan, like Aaron, that kind of blown up right out of the gate.
Yeah. Chris Taff was another guy.
Right.
I mean, Chevy Troutman, Ontario Lett, we brought in as a junior college guy, and he came. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would rather have, if you're in this situation, I'd like to have experienced perimeter guys. If you lose guys, I'd rather have a returning experienced perimeter guys. And when we get everybody out there, we'll have a pretty experienced group. And so, not seniors with big numbers, but experience and guys have been in our program, and I think that's something that oftentimes gets underestimated. I think oftentimes in these preseason things, returning big guys get more talked about than returning perimeter guys. Yeah, I mean, I was just talking about it earlier. I mean, it's going to be a great event. It's turned into, our hope was to get the premier women's basketball event in the country, and in 3 years it's become that by far, and it just keeps getting bigger. So it's we're putting a great message out there. We're providing a service for young people and as far as heart health and bringing awareness, but also at the end of the day, we got the best teams in the country are calling to be in this part of this tournament, and that's what we want to do. We want to promote women's basketball. We want to make a great event for women's basketball and bring awareness to the heart disease. Okay, thanks.
I can bring it back to the men's side, I guess, for a second. How long did it or does it take you guys move on from last season
and
the way
it ended? Everybody but one, loses their last game, and you're always. And we were next week. We were working next day. We were working. I mean, for the next year, just like any other year. So I didn't see it as any different. It's never any different. I mean, anywhere. We've been in the tournament 8 straight years. The game that they talk about is the last one we lost, no matter who we play, where it's at, how many we lost by. It's just part of being consistently good and being in the tournament year after year.
How much growth potential is there, do you think, for Illinois to become a really big rivalry?
You know, it's funny, because of our consistency, we've had so many teams come up to us and ask us about this rivalry or that rivalry. And, so Connecticut, West Virginia, Notre Dame rivalry we've had, Marquette. I mean, it's been the Villanova now one is something. It seems to be that, we've had a, I think it's always been a rivalry. And, just like our conference is built, there's so many good teams. When you're playing on national TV and there's a lot at stake, they become even bigger. So. I think it's no question. It's something that will continue. League's unique in that we're not playing each other home and home. Sometimes we didn't even play against each other, and that's what happens in our conference. So that makes it a little unique.
How everybody talked last year about, this is the greatest conference ever, in quotes or not.
Mm-hmm.
How does this year compare from where you see?
Different in the balance. I mean, I think top to bottom, maybe better. I don't think anybody could say that we have, three, four teams as strong as we had last year. I mean, to get three number one seeds is, never been done, and probably be a long time before it happens again.
Thank you.